Just was trying to figure out the most likely place an assassin would hide.
Get down!
Just stepped out of the trolley, levering a .44-40 shell into the Winchester as he moved cautiously beside the mule. He spotted shards of glass falling like rain from the third floor of the Trinity River Hotel. Across the street, standing on the boardwalk in front of the Cattleman's Bank, a kid. He could not be out of his teens. Butted the rifle on the pine planks and struggled to cock his Winchester. A bottle of red eye, uncorked and only a quarter full, sat on the edge of the water trough in front of the kid. The boy was dressed in worn-out brogans, duck trousers, a muslin shirt, and a floppy hat. He had curly blonde hair, probably fresh from the cotton fields, utterly harmless. Except for the Winchester that he brought to his shoulder again. Down along both sides of the street, people huddled behind wooden columns, barrels, troughs, corners of buildings, or in the doorways of businesses. Jess glanced at the hotel, the tarps over the windows flapping in the wind. A curtain moved from the second floor on the opposite end from where the kid was shooting. That would be General Dalton's room. Jess figured the man who had moved the curtain would be Lee Bodine. Jess stepped away from the mule and walked down the center of the street. He had to work fast before Bodine decided to take action.
You low-down Yankee dog! You pig rolling around in the mud and manure! Come on, you show your yaller face before I send you to your maker!
The boy saw Jess Casey standing in the street.
What do you want?
You're shooting at the wrong room. The butcher of Baxter Pass isn't in that room.
The kid seemed to have trouble understanding the words. He swayed, and it took the column near the trough to keep him upright.
He's not even staying on that floor.
Wetting his lips, the boy shot a quick glance at the third floor window he had pockmarked with rifle shots. His eyes struggled to focus on Jess.
Why don't you put the rifle away, son, before you hurt yourself or some paying customer in the hotel?
Jess wondered if the hotel had any customers after all that had happened over the past 2 days. He expected everyone had checked out for safer places. Except for the butcher, Major Clark, Lee Bodine, and Carolyn Dalton. The kid nodded at the circus wagon still parked out front.
Well, he's got that cannon.
Gatling gun.
If he wasn't a low-down blue-bellied dog, he'd come out and he'd violate, give him a chance. His cannon getting my this here rifle.
But he's a low-down Yankee dog.
Jess chanced to step toward the boy, who didn't seem to notice, so he took a few more steps. He kept walking, slowly, cautiously, never taking his eyes off the kid and never letting his smile fade. The rifle came up, only now it aimed at Jess's stomach only 20 feet away. Jess stopped.
Hey! You stop right there, mister!
I have stopped. My name's Casey, Jess Casey. Now, I told you my name.
Cowboy etiquette didn't allow you to ask a person's name or where he hailed from. You told him your name and expected him to do the same. But if he didn't, well, you didn't push matters.
Yeah, he's a low-down Yankee dog! And I was a mind to put him out of his misery! And I'm gonna put him out of his misery! And I'm gonna kill him too!
But he's not in the room you've been shooting at.
Jess watched the words register. By now, at least, if anyone were staying in that room, he or she would have been able to crawl to the hallway. If, Jess understood, he or she weren't already dead.
Son.
But then he knew. He read the boy's eyes. Even before he hit the ground, he saw Lee Bodine stepping from the main entrance of the hotel, big Centennial rifle in his hands. Jess's rifle was cocked, and he squeezed the trigger.